When this bar meets world. Bar meets world. Wander down this road that we call life. It's what we're doing. It's good to know our friends will always stand by me. When this bar meets world.
Corey, Mr. Rutherford called from the banquet hall. Somebody canceled, and now there's an open date. How would you like to get married on July 4th, Independence Day?
Married on Independence Day? How ironic.
You're not getting cold feet about this, are you?
Topanga, you know those terrible dreams I've been having?
Yeah.
Well, they're don't get mad about marriage. They're don't get mad anti-marriage dreams. You don't get mad. You don't come out so well.
Why not?
Well, last night, for example, I had this dream that you and I, we got married, and we wound up in the poorhouse. You know how I know? Big, big sign on the front. The poorhouse. And inside, it sounded like people were being beaten. And there was this execution room called the Topanga Room. And the executioner was you. And all the chopped off heads in the head basket were me.
Getting married or not?
Yeah, I'm just talking. But how are you so sure about this?
Because I look at our parents, Corey. I mean, they got married when they were young, and they love each other more now than they ever did.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, my parents are still having babies.
Oh, by the way, my parents are coming into town to discuss the wedding.
Oh, by the way, my parents are coming into town? Oh, by the way, Captain Titanic, the ship's in two pieces.
I want to be able to tell them we've set the date.
We have?
Corey, it's okay to be nervous about this. It's natural.
Hey, you want to hear something?
Feeny and I are getting married Sunday.
Are you nervous?
We're just planning a simple ceremony at the Justice of the Peace on Sunday.
Oh, Alan, we should have the wedding here.
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
Oh, come on, George. Everyone will want to be there. You can't rob them of that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody being interested in us. I'm surprised she's interested in us.
Oh, George.
Oh, Lila.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Big trouble!
Corey, Mr. Feeney and Lila are getting married in our living room.
I'm thrilled for you, Feeney. Now get out and take your chick with you.
Corey, have you lost your mind?
The in-laws are coming.
We're out of here.
Looking forward to Sunday.
Yes, yes, we all are. Now let's go.
You're a good boy.
Big trouble.
Oh, Corey, it's just Topanga's parents.
Well, I'm going in the living room. They used to be Topanga's parents. Now they're the in-laws. Now they hate me.
Why?
The same reason Grandma hates you.
Oh, got it.
And other reasons.
What other reasons?
Yale. I'm the reason that their daughter is not going to Yale this year. I'm also the reason that their daughter is not living with them in Pittsburgh. That is why I made these.
Do's and don'ts for behavior around the in-laws?
Well, you didn't think I was actually going to let you be yourselves for this, did you?
No impressions? None? What? People love my impressions.
Oh, please. No one even knows when you're doing one.
Fine.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird.
No, she ain't, Ma. Not tonight.
Ha. What do you mean, ha?
I mean, ha. You can't sing. I mean, no, you sing very well. But not tonight. Because it's on the don't list, like my impressions.
They're here!
Oh, Corey, there's nothing to be nervous about.
Their daughter loves you. That's what's important.
You're right. You're right. That's what's important. You know what else is important? That you two stick to the conversational topics that I've clearly written out for you.
Bridges and patio furniture?
Peaches and slipcovers.
That's it. Nothing else. Nobody says anything stupid, okay? Nothing stupid. Hi. I'm sorry your daughter gave up Yale for me.
Corey, you remember my parents, Jedediah and Rhiannon?
It's okay, Corey. She's happy where she is.
Sure, what the hell? Four generations of Lawrences at Yale are plenty.
Would you like to come in?
Yeah.
I guess.
Hello.
White ball in the hole right over there. Whee! Eric, you just scratched on purpose.
Yeah, well, now I'm a loser anyway.
Hey, do you want to talk?
What, you and me?
Yeah. Can we do that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. We never have before.
No, not in the last 6 years.
Not even that year we lived together.
I know, I completely forgot about that year. When was that?
That was last year.
Oh. So, you want to try talking and see what happens?
What could you and I possibly have to talk about?
Okay.
My life sucks, Shawnee. I lost my apartment. My apartment! I lost Rachel. Rachel! I lost my best friend, Jack. Rachel! And now I'm about to lose Feeny, that mean old lady. Jack!
Well, Eric, I lost something that means more to me than any of that. And I managed to survive.
You mean your dead dad, Sean?
You're a sensitive guy.
Thanks, man. I just wish that Rachel could see that.
I mean, I love her. Let me ask you something. Do you think the two of you would actually make a good couple?
She's so pretty.
Right, but what about her attracts you spiritually?
Spiritually? She's so pretty.
Okay, but what about her personality makes her your ideal woman?
Well, she's pretty, like I said. And she can walk really good. And she's got this...
You know what? Why don't you just go ask Jack? I mean, he's the one who won her. Yeah, it sounds to me like you care more about the competition with Jack than you actually care about her.
Oh, well, now, see, that is ridiculous. I could have won that. I could have, I swear. I cheated.
Because Dad died.
Yeah. I mean, he was grieving. Chicks totally dig people that are grieving.
Now, don't get me wrong.
I know it was your dad and everything. I really do. But I'm pretty sure it was a fix.
Eric, you know, I feel really good about my life right now. Because when I took off in my dad's trailer, I had a moment, just one moment, that made everything completely clear for me. I was looking at the night sky, and I could see everything. Stars, planets, galaxies.
You must have felt so small.
I did. I totally did. I felt like a speck who was here for one moment in time and then gone. And I decided that while I'm here, I want to be with my friends and the people I love. Because when I'm with you guys, I don't feel that small. That's what I figured out.
But that's for you.
Yeah, that's for me.
So I guess I gotta figure stuff out too, but for me.
For you.
Glad you came back, Sean.
It's a nice talk.
Yeah, it was. We should do this again sometime.
Look at them, Corey. That is one big happy family. See, I look at them, and that's how I know we're going to be okay. That's how.
And my cards are working like a charm.
Yeah, whatever. Cards. Corey, what did you do?
Shh. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What are we talking about?
Television. Jedediah says there's nothing good on anymore.
Television. Is television Bridges or Patio Furniture, Dad?
The only good show that was ever on television, everybody knows this, is ALF.
What? Yeah.
Nobody watches ALF, Jedediah. It's not even on anymore.
Well, that's my point, Rhiannon. There's nothing good on television.
Oh, what's the matter?
Ally McBeal. Yes. I'll tell you what's wrong with Ally McBeal. She has no passion for the law.
What?
And she takes issue with her husband's comments on television in front of other people.
She's not even married.
And she never will be.
Oh, you remember when ALF was on Johnny Carson?
Oh, no.
Boy, nobody did it like Johnny.
Dad?
Ooh, I did not know that.
Well, that was hideous. Do another one.
I don't really want to now.
Jedediah, I thought his Johnny Carson was absolutely fine.
Hey-o! Oh, you are correct, sir!
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Rhiannon, I was just having a little fun with him.
Come on, Dad. Let's hear your Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Why is it no matter what I say, you have to take the opposite point of view?
I didn't mean to scold. I just thought you were being a little rude.
No, I wasn't being rude. Rude is how you chose to interpret it, honey.
Hush, little baby, don't
Mom?
Say a word.
Mom?
Mom?
Mom? Mom?
All the gin joints and all the towns and all the world, she walks into mine.
What the hell are you doing?
Let's just drop this for now and talk about it later, okay? Just drop it.
The trouble with us is we drop something. It doesn't mean it goes away.
Oh, Cor, how about some dessert? How about a little dessert?
I think that sounds like a great idea because Corey and I have an announcement to make.
Honey, I want to hear your announcement. I really do, but I've got to take a walk for a few minutes, get a little air.
Yeah, let me do that.
Mom?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just couldn't stick to the cars, could you?
Mom? What's wrong?
It's nothing, Topanga. I'm emotional. My little girl is getting married.
What's wrong with Dad?
Oh, Daddy and I have been together a long time.
I know. That's what I keep telling Corey. He really wants me to reassure him that our relationship is going to last forever. All I have to do is tell him about you guys.
Topanga... Every relationship lives on its own. What you each bring to it is what sustains it. You don't need to look at any other relationship as an example.
You're right. It's going to be really hard for me and Corey to live up to you guys, but we're going to try.
I'm sorry I walked out like that. It was a long drive from Pittsburgh. I'm a little worn out.
It's okay, Daddy. Are we ready to go back inside? We have a wedding to plan.
Yeah.
You got enough air, Judd?
I'm making spaghetti. You want to share it like Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah, I'll be Tramp. Unless you want to be.
Oh, nuts.
Who is it?
It's Eric.
Just a second.
Okay. Hey!
So, what have you guys been up to?
Oh, nothing. It was just a normal night.
Riz, I'm not interrupting anything? Or...
Oh, no. We were just reading.
The Bible. Oh, well, that's good, because I actually came here to give you my blessing.
No, I just want to tell you guys that I'm not going to try to make you feel uncomfortable or bad.
Two straws! It's okay.
No, seriously, forget about that. I just wanted to say that I am genuinely happy for both of you.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Why? You're gonna get a kick out of this. You are. You remember how excited we were when she moved in?
Yeah?
Maybe this should be just between you guys.
No, it's okay. Listen, remember how from the second we saw her, we both wanted her? Yeah.
I'm gonna leave now, okay?
No, listen, because here's the thing. I have been a fool.
What?
This whole time, I've been sitting here thinking, like, I'm so in love with Rachel, but... I don't even know her.
What?
Yeah, just living in the same apartment with her, you know, wondering what she's gonna wear every day, or catching a whiff of the smell of her hair, or that cute, funny little laugh she's got.
Oh, you mean like that?
Yeah, our lives really were turned upside down by this one.
Oh, dude, weren't they? Yeah. I'm telling you, man. But you know something? I realized something after I moved out of the apartment.
What?
It was the competition. The competition that was so exciting.
Yeah, it was.
Mm. What?
Yeah, I won that one.
You did.
Won what?
Won you. I mean, it, you know, I didn't won you. I meant I won you.
Well, anyway, look, I really just came over here to tell you guys how happy I am for you, you know? It feels so good to finally get it off my chest. So, all right, that's all. I'm gonna go now. Hey, it was good seeing you again, man.
Really?
Yeah. It was good seeing you. All right. See you, sweetie. All right.
Bye.
Peace. How you doing?
Hi.
So while you guys are here, we want you to come down and see the hall where we want to get married. It is so beautiful, Mom.
Well, honey, we never actually had a hall. We eloped.
You did?
Yeah, her folks didn't think I'd amount to anything, but I guess we showed them, huh, honey?
I guess. 23 years of happiness, brand new baby. These babies getting married? Yeah, you showed them.
Mm-hmm. What about you guys? Did Grandma and Grandpa think you guys would make it?
Yeah, they thought we would make it. They thought we would be together forever.
Don't.
So did I.
Oh, honey.
Mom? I'm sorry.
Look, Brianna, not now, right?
Mom, why are you crying like this? You're scaring me.
I thought I could get through this, but I can't. I'm so sorry.
No, actually, you know what? It's time to feed the baby. Alan, why don't you come help me feed the baby?
How can I help you feed the...
Alan?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sure I can help. Excuse us.
Here, maybe I should go.
No, Corey, you stay. If you stay, I don't think...
Your father and I argue a lot.
That she'd actually say anything in front of you.
All married couples argue a lot.
Topanga, haven't you ever wondered why we let you stay here when we moved to Pittsburgh?
Because of me.
Because you didn't want to take me away from my last year of high school.
And Corey.
Because you didn't want to rip me away from my friends.
Me.
Daddy and I thought we could work things out better if we took some time by ourselves.
Work what out? Like, there's nobody like you two. You two are so in love.
Oh, Topanga, people change.
Daddy, why is Mom talking like this?
We didn't want to dump this on you. We wanted to wait until after the wedding. Honey, we tried. We tried as hard as we...
You guys will get through this!
Marriage is not something to get through, Topanga. That's not why I got married.
Oh, God. No, God.
Oh, sweetheart, your daddy and I...
Maybe we just got married too young.
Jed. Not you. This has nothing to do with you.
Remember, we are not here as a couple. I'll sit with you, I may dance with you, but we are not together.
I know. You reminded me 3 times in the car. Don't worry. The only feelings I have for you are friendly feelings.
Okay, but it's a wedding. I don't want you getting all sappy on me.
Oh, come on. Am I the sappy type? Oh, Morgan's a flower girl. Give me a kiss.
We are gonna miss you, Mr. Feeney.
Oh, I'll miss you too, my boy. But I'll be back from Aruba in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing some traveling myself. Oh, no, don't worry, I'm not going to Aruba. I love you, Mr. Feeney.
I love you too, Eric. I'll see you when I get back.
Yeah. I'll see you.
We are gathered here today to join this couple in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate. George and Lila have chosen to express their love in their own words.
Quietly, I have searched for love for much of my life. And now that I begin this marriage of our spirits, I realize how incredibly lucky I am to have found it.
My only sadness is that I found you so late in life. That we've lived our lives spending more days apart than together.
But you've given me your love and friendship, and I promise I'll make up for that lost time.
For marriage is based on those things. But friendship most of all.
Do you, George Feeney, take Lila Bolander as your lawful wedded wife to have and to hold until death do you part?
I do.
And do you, Lila Bolander, take George Feeney as your lawful wedded husband to have and to hold until death do you part?
I do.
With the powers vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Oh, hey, Mr. Rutherford.
No. I'm sorry we haven't gotten back to you yet. No, I don't think July is gonna work. Yeah, I guess we're still thinking about it. Yeah. Okay, thank you.